Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko held a telephone town hall last night. Participants were eager to ask their representative and experts about the ongoing COVID vaccine rollout. Congressman Tonko, a Democrat, hosted the hour-long telephone town hall Thursday.
It's my honor to be your rep for New York 20, and it certainly is a pleasure to welcome all of you onto the line this evening.
Tonko began the meeting by discussing the American Rescue Plan, work ahead on infrastructure, and his proposed Mental Health Research Act to study the effects of the pandemic on Americans. But questions from constituents about the rollout of the COVID vaccine dominated. Ruth Leslie, Regional Planning Lead of the Capital District Regional Vaccine Network at Albany Medical Center, gave an update on the numbers. According to Leslie, as of Thursday, 40% of residents, about 435,000, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, and 27% are fully vaccinated.
We're a little bit ahead of the statewide average, which is about 35% for first doses and about 22% fully vaccinated. So we're doing very, very well.
Leslie reiterated the safety of all three available vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. The single-dose Johnson & Johnson locally has been prioritized for homebound residents like in Albany County. While understanding the preference that some may have for one vaccine over another, she urged residents not to wait.
That's not something that we would necessarily recommend. Our advice to folks is take the first vaccine appointment that you can get and take it and get protected as soon as possible. Unless there is an extenuating circumstance.
Leslie also said she expects the recent manufacturing error causing millions of doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be discarded will have an impact on the Capital Region. Those on the call were asked to keep up with COVID safety guidelines, such as wearing masks, even when vaccinated, to reduce the possibility of spread. Another line of inquiry concerned children. Currently, only one vaccine, Pfizer, is available to 16 and 17-year-olds. One participant wanted to know if younger school-age kids would need to get a vaccine before returning to school. Keith Brown, interim public health director of Schenectady County Public Health Services, said it was not likely.
The research is really just being done now on the vaccine in children. So, you know, it would really be a stretch, I think, to require it for like this coming fall.
Looking long term on requiring doses for children, Brown said there are many factors that will be considered.
A lot of that's going to depend on whether or not we're facing a situation where we're still battling variants after the population has achieved herd immunity, how long the immunity lasts after vaccination, what percentage of the population we've achieved vaccination in. So a lot of that, the long term, is sort of an it depends.
To reach herd immunity, experts have estimated at least 80% of individuals need to be fully vaccinated. While the rollout is increasing, with signups for New Yorkers 16 and up beginning earlier this week, Brown recognized many are still refusing a vaccine.
We need to be respectful of people and understand that it's not as simple as just providing people with facts, because we're in a post-fact era where people can sort of make up their own facts. So for me, I want to get everybody who wants a vaccine vaccinated right now, as soon as possible. And once we get through the people who want it and are actively trying to get it, then we'll sort of focus on the people who are reluctant.
Those still in need of a vaccine, or those who find it confusing on searching through the expanding list of vaccine providers, can find local distribution sites in the Capital Region at capitalregionvax.org. Representative Tonko asked all residents to continue doing their part.
Wear a mask when you're around others. Maintain social distancing and limit your group sizes or close physical contact. Hold social events outdoors. If you're ready to get the vaccine and have the opportunity, please don't wait.
For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.